And that pays big money.
From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Ugly Friday, super ugly Friday. Still not pretty now. It's all looking a bit dark, isn't it?
Yeah, share markets missed you, Mike. It's been tough going for the US market in particular, pressure coming mainly from concern over interest rates. So, yeah, you're right. Friday last week, evening session was particularly notable. Significant weakness in the indices that we follow, and I was looking at this yesterday. It looked like that weakness was going to continue overnight, which we have seen, but to a far lesser degree. So Friday night, for the record, the Dow Jones fell 2.8%, currently down about 0.25% again overnight. The S&P 500 on Friday night, also down 2.8% and down, oh, it's about 0.8% now. The Nasdaq actually doing a little bit better. It was only down 2.5% on Friday, actually in positive territory as we look at it now. But Friday was the worst day since 2020. The earnings season's in full swing at the moment, Mike, and I actually thought generally earnings forecasts haven't been overly negative, but certainly Friday response to earnings announcements was not positive. We had some healthcare companies in the spotlight, United Healthcare Group, Intuitive Surgical. Intuitive Surgical, big company. They beat the beat analyst expectations from a profit point of view, but they were fairly cautious in their forecast. And we saw big names, people like Caterpillar, Home Depot, they fell as well. Now, US markets, Mike, starting to price in the possibility of not only a 50 basis point hike at the next Fed move, but they're actually starting to talk about the possibility of 75 basis point hikes. So, gosh, where do we stop? So the catalyst was comments from Jerome Powell around the stance of the Fed, said that they needed to get going. He said a faster pace of rate increases was appropriate. So that 50 basis point hike definitely on the table. The market's now saying, well, go 50, why not 75? Powell's comments made an International Monetary Fund debate last week, so rapid interest rate increase is now expected. But I think, Mike, they're going to have the same challenge that the RBNZ has. They need to shift inflation expectations. I do want to just draw attention also, since last week, to the New Zealand dollar. It's hovering around 66 cents right now. So that weaker currency does shield, if you're an investor, if you own US shares, that weaker currency will shield you from some of the weakness. But it also lowering New Zealand dollar doesn't help the Reserve Bank at all, because it's going to make imported goods even more expensive. So, Mike, it's been a busy couple of sessions while we were acknowledging Anzac Day.
Yes, exactly. Now, Indonesia's move is an interesting one, isn't it? I mean, because I don't personally use cooking oil, palm oil anyway, but a lot of people do.
They do. So we can't seem to escape talk about inflation. I've mentioned before, rampant food price inflation, Mike, it holds within it other risks. I mean, when you've got sort of social unrest, the food price index is a real material risk to that social unrest. And food price index was a contributing factor to the Arab Spring uprisings in the early 2010s. Now, global food price inflation could be hit by yet another body blow, and this could be in the form of crop protectionism. So this is when countries take action to protect their own agricultural production. Now, Indonesia announced last week a ban on the exports of cooking oil and palm oil products. Now, this is a global problem because Indonesia is a massive global exporter of cooking oil. So they're halting shipments on April the 28th, and they're going to hold that ban in place until the government deems the domestic shortage has been resolved. Now, since they made the announcement, the Indonesian government has clarified that the ban may not be as strict as had been initially feared. It would appear now that they will only halt exports of a higher value product. It's called palm olein, which is bulk and packaged palm olein. Now, crude palm oil, it looks like will still be able to be exported. The thing is, Mike, that Indonesia accounts for a third of major vegetable oil exports around the world. So, and Ukraine was also a significant export as well. So that supply has disappeared. Palm oil, as you said, used for many, many packaged products. You're right, I don't think it's that great for you, but used in a heck of a lot. So you've got to worry about the trend here, Mike, if we see other moves for producers to restrict supply. So there you go.
Lay some numbers on me.
Hey, now quickly, what about this thing about Twitter and Musk? What if he lets Trump back on?
Well, what's wrong with that?
What if he lets him back on? Yeah, but it's interesting leading into
elections. Share price will spike.
Yep, 33,765 on the Dow Jones, down 45 points, 0.14%. The S&P 500, 4,232, down about 40.92%. As I said, the Nasdaq, 12,872. It's actually up 32 points at the moment. FTSE 100, down 141, minus 1.8% or 1.9%, 7,380. The Nikkei, 1.9% fall, 26,590. Now, the Shanghai Composite, tragic day there, down 5.1%. 1%, 2928. The ASX 200, 7473, down 120 points, 1.6%. And the NZX 50, obviously we didn't trade yesterday, 11,908. That was down 46 from last week. Kiwi dollar, 0.6609 against the US, 0.9224 Aussie, 0.6169 euro, 0.519 pounds, 84.48 Japanese yen. Gold has just dipped under 1,900 bucks, 1,897. And Brent crude also a little bit weaker as well, $100.97.
Good one, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.